Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Rob Dummel with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. And I hope everyone had a safe 2020 Independence Day. In the energy sector, the fireworks show kicked off Sunday night when Dominion Energy announced an agreement to sell its natural gas transmission and storage assets to Berkshire Hathaway. The transaction is valued at nearly $10 billion, including assumption of debt. And analysts estimate the enterprise value to EBITDA multiple to be around 10 times. The transaction is expected to close in the fourth quarter. So why is Dominion selling? Dominion wants to be more pure play, regulated electric and gas utility. And how does this benefit Berkshire? Berkshire increases its market share in the interstate natural gas transmission line sector, now transporting 18% of natural gas, up from 8% prior to this transaction. In my opinion, this transaction highlights Warren Buffett and Berkshire's positive long-term view on the importance of natural gas and the role that natural gas pipelines play in the energy transition. At Tortoise, we share a similar view, with natural gas playing an important role as the world consumes more energy, yet demands less carbon. And natural gas pipelines are core to our energy midstream strategy. In addition, Dominion announced, along with Duke Energy, the cancellation of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, a 600-mile natural gas pipeline that was proposed to transport gas from West Virginia to North Carolina. Increased regulatory and execution risks, making the project potentially uneconomic, were the primary reasons cited for the cancellations. 90% of the pipeline's capacity was committed to by customers. These customers will likely need to find an alternative way to transport their natural gas. Existing pipelines operated by companies in our portfolio, such as Williams, Equitrans, Enbridge, and Kinder Morgan, will likely benefit from the cancellation of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. In other news, BP agreed last week to sell its petrochemicals business to INEOS for $5 billion. This transaction was part of BP's slogan of reimagining energy and reinventing BP. In its annual statistical review, BP CEO highlighted the full range of zero and low carbon energies that BP and others are attempting to speed up the pace and scale. These include renewable energies, electrification, hydrogen, carbon capture, and bioenergy. At Tortoise, we are constantly analyzing the pace and scale of the emerging energy technologies to determine how the companies that we invest in can participate in the energy evolution process that is underway. And then one last bit of news, Matt Sully highlighted the bankruptcy filing of Chesapeake Energy in a podcast last week. And a few more details emerged on its potential impact to midstream contracts. In general, we do not believe that this bankruptcy will have a material impact on the midstream sector. Chesapeake has filed to reject a couple of pipeline contracts, and generally the court would reject a contract if the rate of the contract is above prevailing current market rates. We believe that energy infrastructure is critical for Chesapeake to generate revenue going forward, and most of the midstream contracts are at or below current market rates. And then before I wrap up, last week marked the end of the second quarter, and it felt like one of the longest quarters in history, yet the S&P 500 delivered one of its best quarterly performances of all time. The energy sector outperformed the S&P 500 in the second quarter, rising by 31%. Energy infrastructure, as represented by the Alerian Midstream Index, outperformed the energy sector, rising by 33%. Investors continually ask us, what is the most compelling attribute of the midstream sector currently? And right now, the answer has to be the current income or yield offered by the midstream sector. The current yield of the Alerian Midstream Energy Index is approximately 10%. The dividend yield on the S&P 500 is 2%. So clearly, the energy infrastructure sector offers investors a great opportunity to capture current income in a period when treasury yields are low and yields are expected to remain low at historically low levels in the future. The macro factors that impacted the energy sector in the first half of 2020, such as declining global energy demand and global oil oversupply, are expected to turn around in the second half of 2020. So what are the key drivers in the second half of 2020 in the energy sector? First, global energy demand gradually returns as economies revive. Second, global oil markets shift from being oversupplied to being undersupplied, and that results in global oil inventories approaching normal levels. And then third, U.S. energy companies remain disciplined, cut capital expenditures, and return capital to shareholders. The companies that are poised to lead the energy sector today are positioning themselves to deliver free cash flow that will be returned to investors in the form of dividends and stock buybacks over the next decade. Those are the highlights from last week. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Tortoise, through its family of registered investment advisors, does provide investment advice to Tortoise-related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, Tortoise does stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.